This podcast is brought to you by Wealth Within, a global leader in stock market education. For more information on our courses, head over to wealthwithin.com.au. Please note that the information in this podcast should not be considered personal financial advice. Enjoy.
Well, welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Dale Gillam, the Chief Analyst here at Wealth Within. I hope you're having a fantastic day and that 2026 has been one of excitement for you and positive vibes, as they say, with the future ahead. I mean, obviously, had a quite an interesting 2025, didn't we, with all sorts of things in the Middle East and Trump, and the list goes on of all sorts of things that are uncertainty. But if you're like me, I'm feeling far more positive. I've been positive about the stock market, as you know, for quite a while, and I'm still positive for 2026. But I am worried about investors, and that's sort of a part of what my podcast is about today, because I'm seeing so many people, you know, getting started in investing, and they're making really, really fundamental errors, you know, when it comes to getting started in the stock market. And to me, that's worrying to me, because it's so easy to start the right way. And I'm not talking about day trading or trading the markets or, you know, trading Bitcoin or all these sorts of things. I'm just talking about somebody who's never ever bought a share in their life before, or you might be a young person getting started with investing, and they're asking questions like, well, how much do I need to get started with investing? Or, you know, it could be somebody in their 30s and 40s who've never invested in their lives before and thinking, well, I want to get started in investing. You know, as I said, because I see a lot of beginners making some really fundamental errors. I don't want to fix that today, but it's understandable. You know, if you're just a beginner to the stock market or investing in general, that's really understandable, because you just don't know what you don't know. So today I'm actually going to fix all of that and show how anyone that's new to the stock market investing can get started the right way. You don't need to be Einstein or a rocket scientist or, you know, have multiple degrees. We're talking about the stuff I'm going to talk about today. You know, a 12-year-old could do it. Probably a 10-year-old could do it. It's not hard. And it's not some of the stuff, obviously, if you've read my book, How to Beat the Managed Funds by 20%, or my other book, Accelerate Your Wealth, you would have some of this knowledge in you. But I was only reading an email this morning, actually, from somebody that said, you know, they've read my book and it changed the way they thought about investing and the stock market. And that's really what I want to try and help people do. And that's one of the things that I generally do. Late November, I spoke for a wealth club, which I speak for at least once a year. I'm over in New Zealand in March, actually, in Queenstown, speaking for a Queensland chapter of this wealth club. I'm looking forward to having a couple of weeks in the beautiful New Zealand, which I always love to go. But a lot of those people in the wealth club are much more property people, and they have some beliefs around the share market, should I say. And so part of my job is to actually fix that stuff and say, well, the share market's not what you think. Because what I find is, even today, with all the information that we have, is I still find that vast majority of people don't understand what the stock market is or the share market is, what stocks, how to buy and sell, all the some really basic stuff. So as I said, these fundamental errors that people have. So today I'm going to fix all that, show how anyone that's new to the stock market and new to investing in the stock market can get started the right way. Because I want you to avoid the pitfalls, because pitfalls cost you time. They also have a penalty in your emotional bank account, because we've got two bank accounts, and I don't think a lot of people understand this. Is your physical bank account, where you got, you know, decimal points and numbers in it to show you how much money that you actually have. But your emotional bank account is even more important than that, because if you don't have the right emotional bank account, it will stop you from investing. It'll make you make decisions that aren't best for you financially and otherwise. And what we know is, when you don't do something the right way and you have failure, then it has, you know, 10 plus times effect on your emotional bank account, negative effect than a positive one. So for example, if you made $100, that has, let's give that a value of one. If you, and on into your most, into your emotional bank account, like a plus one. But if you lose $100, that's a minus 10 in your emotional bank account. So if you do that sort of stuff, it you can understand why the vast majority of people have these beliefs around the stock market that hold them back and stop them from what I know to be an amazing vehicle for you to generate wealth in very simple terms. You can create wealth, but also do it, you know, with very, very low risk. Anyway, as I said, I'm going to fix all that today so that, you know, if you are new, just getting started, maybe you've been buying and selling a few shares or just buy and hold a few shares. Maybe you've got some index tracking ETFs or some other start and you're just starting out on your way. You might even be a beginner trader as well. You're somebody who's just buying and selling a few times. You know, all of this stuff that I'm going to talk about today is going to really, really help you. And as I said, you know, we see people start the wrong way so often, and it's the vast majority. I'm talking 90%+ of people do that. So why do new investors or people new to the stock market make errors? You'd think with all this information, it should be real easy for you to get the right information, start out the right way, make your journey shorter, more effective and more profitable for you and less stress on you. But that's the opposite of what people are experiencing. And it's simply because they just do what everybody else is doing, you know. But I think it was Warren Buffett who once said, if you're following the crowd, then you're going the wrong way. And there's another statement I've also heard. It's like, if the crowd's investing in it, then don't, basically. It's the opposite. And you would have heard Janine and myself numerous times on our YouTube videos that we do over the last, God, geez, decades of podcasts and videos that we've done. We constantly say, you know, if you're investing in something that everybody else is, or if the broking industry or somebody else recommending something, then just do the opposite. It's a contrarian view. But anyway, Buffett's quote, if you're following the crowd, then you're going the wrong way. It's called herd mentality. And you may have heard that term in other contexts, maybe not to do with the stock market, but you may have heard that term anyway. But having, you know, myself had decades of experience in the stock market, trading the stock market, investing in it, working with investors, teaching in traders, mentoring traders. I know that Buffett is totally 100% accurate in his statement because I see it all of the time. And I was only chatting to somebody the other day and they were talking about what they've been doing and what they wanted to do with the stock market. And they said, how can you help me? And I said, firstly, I have to untrain you.
Hey, podcasters. Are you curious to learn how you can gain more confidence with your trading? Check out the Australian Stock Market Show on YouTube every Tuesday night from 7 to 8pm. Discover how you can become a more successful trader and take your trading to another level. Get your most burning questions answered with Dale and Janine. We look forward to you joining us.
So I love working with beginners in the stock market because it's a clean slate for me. If somebody's been investing in trading, then I have to get rid of all these herd mentality experiences they've had and what they've learned from the herd. Because to me, when I do get these people and they start talking to me, I go, no, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. And then after a while, once people have read my books and done our courses, they just go, wow, I can't believe how wrong I was and how I was doing it. And now they make more money with less effort. Now, I don't know about you, I'd rather make more money with less effort. But, and, you know, I had an email this morning where I saw a conversation with one of our team with a new person who's inquiring, and they had, they were boasting about their win ratio on how many times they trade. They said they're probably, I would call, an aggressive trader, or a highly active trader. And they were sort of saying, you know, my win light ratio is this. And as soon as I read, I went, so what? You can have a 90% win loss ratio, meaning winning, making money 9 times out of 10 and still not be very profitable. You put a lot of time in. And, you know, to me, my guess, educated guess, is that person gets into a trade, it starts to get in profit, they sell it. And when the trade goes against them, they get out of that. But they have a few big losses in there and they don't make a lot of money. Otherwise, if you were trading and you're doing really well on your winning trades over your losing ones, why are you looking around for education? And but I see a lot of people do that. And to me is you're trading less, but trading with much more knowledge will help you. And same with investing. This is exactly the same trading investing. If you trade with knowledge and confidence and don't follow that herd, you'll make far more money. You'll have fewer trades. You'll buy and sell less, but you'll make far more money. And I've literally been teaching people this for nearly 3 decades and I'm proving it time and time and time and time again. But let's go back to sort of herd mentality. As I said, you know, after decades of experience, I know what Buffett's talking about and how accurate that statement is. So in this episode, I'm really going to explore why herd behavior is just so powerful. It's a big, powerful draw card to people. It's sort of like kids in a lolly shop, you know, or an ice cream shop. They're just drawn to it, or the ice cream truck that drives around the street with his little music. But how does it show up in modern investing and trading the stock market? And why education and not information, tips or trends gives you the real edge? And I'll say that bit again. It's why education, not information, tips or trends. So what I see people do is they go for information, tips or trends. And you only have to look at our YouTube channel and look at and see the questions that people email into us. So, you know, if you do have questions on stocks or the stock market, you can always email info@wealthwithin.com.au and then watch on a Tuesday night and we'll answer your question. But we see people, they just want information or they just want tips. And so once you start understanding that, you understand why so many people don't make the right decisions. But I'll get more into that in a little bit. I want to still keep it a little bit more high level at the moment before I go into a bit more detail. So education, or real education, or the right education will give you the edge in the stock market, not just information and tips and trends. That's what I'm saying. So what is herd mentality? Well, that's simply doing what everybody else does. And as we know, this gets you what everybody else gets. And you know, we can look at RBA statistics, you know, and statistics all around the world, and we know, and Pareto's law, you know, the 80-20 rule that 20% of the people have 80% of the wealth. You know, so we can glean from that and other statistics that we see is that everybody's doing what everybody else does, then most people, you know, in Australia, in the US and around a lot of Western countries, most people can't live 6 weeks without getting a wage or some form of wage or income coming in, you know, and to me that's alarming. There's the thing is we always see it, and we're under, a lot of people are under mortgage stress at the moment, et cetera, because even in the property market they're following. So we follow people or follow the herd in everything. And to me, following the herd is going to get you into the same thing that the herd gets you. And if most people, you know, can't live for 6 weeks without a job, most people, we see the vast majority of people don't have $500 or $1,000, $500, $1,000 for an emergency. So if your car broke down and it was going to cost you $1,000 to fix it, do you have that? And the vast majority of Australians, the answer is, well, no. They put it on a credit card or whatever else. And so this is the thing I'm talking about. That's herd mentality or herd behavior. Because we've also seen examples of people that have come to Australia with, you know, literally or any, you know, US, whatever else, with $5 in their pocket, so to speak, and become millionaires. There's opportunity here in Australia, in America, in Europe to become who you want to be, but you can't follow the herd to be more successful. So hopefully I've encouraged you a little bit to just go question things, because if you're following other people, then you need to ask yourself, why are you following those other people? Because you don't know them. Who's more responsible for your money? Or who's the most responsible for your money? Who cares about your money more than anybody else? And who stands to lose or gain the most from your money? And all of the answers to that is you. So why are you trusting your future to other people? And so you need to think about that. So again, you know, this is why education and not information, tips, trends, that sort of stuff. Education gives you the real edge. So if we know that people do what everybody else does, and we know they get what everybody else gets, we can then say, well, following the herd destroys your investor returns. But it's also something most people never, ever, ever question, because doing what everybody else is doing just feels safe and it feels logical and we feel sort of socially validated, if I can say that. It's like, yeah, okay, I'm in this group. We might have a beer every Friday night and, yeah, these people are all invested in this stock, or that all these people are doing this, all my friends are doing X or Y. I feel normal. And to me, you know, it's about getting out of your comfort zone. And if you sit in that comfort zone and do what everybody else does, you're going to have what everybody else has. So if you're, you know, wanting to be socially validated, and I was only saying this to a friend probably 4 or 5 weeks ago, just before Christmas, actually probably 6 weeks ago. And she's always ringing me up, or when she meets me, she's always asking me to validate her thinking. And this is a very intelligent person, lovely person, who I've got a lot of time for and got degrees. But always, well, what do you think I should do? How do you think I should be doing this? And it's like, I said, well, why do you need me to validate you and your thinking? Why aren't you making up your own mind? You already know what to do. Why do you need external validation? And I'll ask the same question to you. Why are you looking at chat forums, or why are you going to look for tips from stockbrokers, or why are you doing this? Why do you need that validation, or why do you need somebody else to tell you, when the answer is you should understand and know yourself? And you know intrinsically that what I've just said is correct, and you know that within yourself. And often we ignore that because it feels a bit uncomfortable, because then we have to do something, meaning we have to go and learn a little bit. But we also have to get outside our comfort zone and be responsible and accountable. I was chatting to a lovely lady from New York yesterday for TalkingWealth.com. I won't say a management consultant, but she mentors people. And she said one of the critical things is accountability. And interestingly, the herd shies away from accountability. It's about blaming everybody else, where the successful people make themselves accountable. Because, and they found in the research, the scientific research, is when the accountability comes in, everybody succeeds, because you don't want to let other people know that you didn't give it your best.
Hey, podcasters, you're here for a reason: to become a more confident and profitable trader. And you can achieve this because it's all about having the right knowledge. We have a course that will suit you and improve the profits you take from the market. Curious to learn more? Head over to Wealth Within and check out our trading courses.
If you get to where you want to go, whether it's financially, health, et cetera, then you win. So how do you make yourself accountable so that you do that? And having the herd mentality is not going to let you do that, because then you're in this little safety zone and you're hiding behind, pretty much riding on the coattails of other people. But then they're riding on the coattails of other people, and how do you know those other people actually know what they're doing? So, as I said, you know, if you do what everybody else does, you'll have what everybody else has. What feels safe emotionally often turns out to be the most dangerous for you financially. And, you know, I'm going to be doing a video shortly on investing in ETFs versus shares. And I've done a podcast on this. And why I'm bringing this up is because the vast majority of new investors into the stock market get into index tracking ETFs, because they got safe, it's easy, it's low cost, it's, you know, blah, blah, blah. There's so many different reasons why people in their own mind do it. But, and I'm not going to pull punches on this one, it is the most dangerous thing they can do financially. And a lot of people will be listening to that word, or those words from me, and then going, how? Go and listen. I did a podcast last year on ETFs. It was probably second half of last year, so it's probably a few pages back by now. But listen to it, because there's a lot of data in that I talk about, a lot of research in that, and why. So I'm not going to go through it today, But that's, again, you know, with my 3 decades of experience in the stock market, you know, I know that what feels safe emotionally constantly turns out to be the most dangerous financially for people. So again, you'll hear a lot of things from me that are contrary to what you may have read or heard or seen, and it could be confronting to you, and I do understand that. But Janine and I, if you've been listening to this podcast long enough, and well, Janine and I have been doing these podcasts for 20 years or more, we never pull punches. We just say it like it is, and we give you the best of our experience because we genuinely, genuinely care about whether you do well. We genuinely care whether you make money, and we genuinely care, you know, if you do lose money. We don't want you to lose money. We want you to have the right way forward. And, you know, now, more recently, the last couple of years, you've had Phil and Pedro doing podcasts as well, and they care too. And I'm not saying they don't care as much as what Janine and I do, but if you listen to these podcasts, you know that we care. And whether you ever, ever buy my book or whether you ever do a course of ours or do any of our courses is completely irrelevant to Janine and I, as long as we know that we're helping you to be better and do better and you're winning, that's great. Because it may not be you, but you might say, hey, go and buy Dale's book, it's awesome, you know, or go and do their course if you're thinking about that. So, and we get that a lot too. But again, you know, what feels safe and emotionally when it comes to investing often really does turn out to be dangerous financially, because most investors don't lose money because they lack intelligence. They lose money because they follow the crowd instead of developing their own understanding. Okay, so it's not about intelligence. And that's what I was saying to this friend of mine, you know, why are you asking me for validation for what you're thinking? Why don't you trust yourself for that? And it's just one of those things that people do seek external validation, whereas I never do that. I always go, well, what is the best thing? And I validate that myself, because to me, if I'm putting my life, if I want to use that as a more general term, or things in my life, I might seek input from people, and I do seek input from mentors and that. I'm going, okay, here's my situation. This is what I da-da-da-da-da, you know, advice, get that, and then go, okay, now I'm going to make a decision for myself. Once I've made the decision, I go and go back and go, well, do you think I should be doing this? It's about knowing yourself. And once you know yourself, then your fears go away. Maybe not fully go away, but you have much more confidence, but you also got much more control over things. And that's really, really good to have. You know, because as I said, most investors don't lose money because they lack intelligence. They lose it just simply because they follow the crowd instead of developing their own understanding. So why else do people follow the herd? Well, it's quite simple. As human beings, we're wired to get social proof, you know, and exactly why we see so much in social media and everything else. You know, it's like it just grows, you know, people, you know, when somebody's, it's called the broken window concept, so to speak. I read it in a book by Malcolm Gladwell, and I won't explain it too much, but I think it was in his book Blink, it's one of those books from Malcolm Gladwell. But basically it's like, the give you an analogy type thing, it's like, yeah, there's a house that's empty, you know, on your street, and it's been empty for a little while, and it's maybe the grass is growing up a bit and the grass grows up a bit and the house is intact, and all of a sudden one window gets broken. Okay. And then a few weeks later, a second window gets broken, and then it accelerates then all the windows are broken, and then graffiti's happening on it, and, you know, doors are broken, walls are ripped apart, all that sort of stuff. And what's actually happened is, whilst it was a house that was complete, it wasn't socially responsible or acceptable to go and smash a window. So people didn't do that. But as soon as one got broken, somebody, an outlier, broke a window, just threw a rock at it and just broke it because it was an empty house. All of a sudden, the next person that comes along goes, oh, that's what, one's already broken, so it's okay. And then when two are broken, it's, oh, a few more people, oh, it's okay, let's just keep doing it. And then, oh, no, let's just break in and let's break doors. So you get the point, is when one, as the more people do it, the more socially acceptable it becomes. But does it make it right? And the answer is absolutely not. Just because everybody's doing it doesn't make it right. Never has, never will be. So, you know, when it's like bullies and somebody's bullying somebody, you see at school, you see the crowds get around and, you know, it's not socially acceptable because it's harder to stand up against the crowd, and that's where people get into discomfort. But being in discomfort is the best place to be. And I'm saying this from experience. You need to get into this discomfort because following the herd is not something that I've ever done and I don't ever intend to do, because if you do, you tend to hold yourself back and you just get what the herd gets. So to me, it's about moving forward. And I was saying to this friend of mine, you know, that was asking me for validation. And I said, you know, I said, when you're driving your car, do you look out the front window or you look in the rearview mirror all the time? And she goes, the front window. And I said, so why do we keep looking at the rearview mirror about what was happened and what has happened, and that's stopping you from being where you want to be? And that's the same sort of thing that I have when I'm around people that are more worried, and being that herd mentality about, oh, you can't do that because it's high risk or you shouldn't be doing this. It's like I just walk away, because the thing is another statement I've always heard is, would you ever take investment advice from somebody who's broke? And I'm going to say that one again, is would you take investment advice from somebody who's broke? And if your answer is no, then why do you get on chat forums? Why do you get onto YouTube and watch videos of people and everything? Because you have no idea who they are, or whether they know what they're talking about, or whether they're financially secure, or they're living in their mother's basement. You just don't know. But anyway, because as I said, you know, to me, following the herd removes responsibility, because if things go wrong, well, at least you're not alone. Everybody else was doing it, so I can't be too bad because everybody else is doing it. They must know what they were doing because they must have done their research. Well, they probably didn't. They just probably did what you did. Just follow what everybody else was doing. But unfortunately, markets don't reward comfort. They can, you know, the stock markets only reward discipline, patience, and independent thinking. And they reward people with knowledge, not information. I'll say that one again. They reward people with knowledge, not information. And they reward people who know how, not people who guess and follow the herd. And so, again, it's just your choice. Do you want to follow the herd, or do you want to be fully informed and know how and why and what? And so that you do have a successful investing career, I suppose, if you want to call it a career. But if you want to be a successful investor, going from, you know, starting out as an investor and getting started in the stock market to somebody who is making very good returns and compounding returns. And again, I'm not talking about trading, day trading, all that sort of stuff. We deal with people who are investors, who are what I would call active investors, not passive ones. And we help people do that. But then we work with people all the way through to being able to trade for a living. So we have the full gamut of people that come to us, from people who have never invested in life all the way through to people who are making, you know, 6-7 figure incomes, or at least 6-figure incomes and high 6-figure incomes from trading the stock market. Because again, as I said, you know, following the herd just divorces you of responsibility, because if things go wrong, you just blame somebody else. Yeah, it was these dudes on the TV or on YouTube, or, you know, I was on this chat forum and they told me to buy this, and so I did. Well, it's not their fault, it's your fault. And, you know, as I said, I've been through quite a lot of crashes and things, and you see on TV every now and again people that have lost money because they've been greedy and they're following other people. And Storm Financial was one of those back in the GFC, you know, that people, you know, pensioners and all sorts of other people were borrowing money from their houses and putting it into managed funds and then getting margin loans and going there and then leveraging to the hilt, and they didn't have the money to service the loans that they had, but they were being greedy. And then the market, stock market crashes like it does at those types of times. And then they blamed the advisor and everybody else that they told them to do that stuff. But they were following what everybody else was doing, because they were telling all their friends that they were doing this, and all their friends jump in on it and it went really well. And I went, well, no, that's your fault. You've made the decisions. You've signed the forms. You didn't do all your research. You didn't understand the risk. You didn't. And there were the things. And whilst I'm sorry for people for losing a lot of money, but history tells us we continue to repeat the mistakes of the past. So all I'm saying to you is don't repeat the mistakes of the past. Don't follow the herd. Because when we look at search behavior, or Google searching, you know, internet searching, ChatGPT searching, that sort of stuff, every day we see people search. Well, these are the biggest searches that we see people do. They're searching for things like, is now a good time to invest? You know, what should I be investing in now? Stocks to buy today? Why did the stock market go down today? Why did this stock go down today? Why did this stock go up today? So they're looking at the internet for this sort of stuff. Whereas you should know, you know, right now, if you don't know whether it's a good time to invest, well, why don't you know? And then if you don't know, then how do you find out? You don't just go to a chat forum and go, well, should I be investing right now? And I've had journalists say to me, you know, they've organised an interview like on radio and on TV and newspapers, and they'll ring up my PR team and go, oh, can Dale comment on why the stock market went down 1% today? And it's like, in my head, I'm going, why is this relevant? The stock market will go down 1% in a day, truckload of times. It'll go up 1% in a day, but they never ring me when the stock market's going up and ask me why it went up 1% today. It's always the negative stuff, but these are what I would call our permission-seeking questions. So they reveal uncertainty in the individual and also a desire to copy others rather than to fully understand for themselves. So all these things like, is it a good time to invest? What should I be investing in? How far is this stock going to go? You know, where do you think I should sell this stock? Where do you think, give me a buy price for this stock? And if you look at our YouTube channel and look at all the comments, you see this on our YouTube channel all the time, and you see people, I've bought this stock, or I've bought this stock. And it's interesting how many times people will give us a question on our YouTube channel, Wealth Within TV, and say, I bought this stock at X, now it's X, what should I be doing? These are all people that are following the herd, you know, because they're following the latest meme or the latest, you know, information technology is going up, or lithium's going up, or whatever that is. So, well, what we know is where the herd gathers, is places like online forums, social media, and the comments section on all of those amplify that herd behavior, because you'll see other people. We might say somebody might be, oh, I'm investing in blue. And another person might go, oh, that's great stock, blah, 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 I'm doing that too. And then another one will come in and go, oh, that sounds really cool, you know, I might invest in that too. And the more people do it, the more that herd mentality happens. And yet that first person that posted may have absolutely no idea of whether that is a good stock to have or not. And you can't check that. And that's the point. And, you know, that's why, you know, the team and I are always really careful on our recordings, on our YouTube stuff, when we're talking about stocks. We actually don't give people actual buy points and actual sell points, because you should know when and why you're buying. We might say we like this stock, and it's often, you know, I don't know how many times I've seen comments where people said, you know, you said to buy this stock back 3 months ago, now it's down 20%. Oh, well, no, we didn't. We never do. What we said would be, if it does this, we like it and it should go higher. But if it doesn't do that, you know, then our thinking is different, because all we're doing is commenting on what we think today and what we're seeing on the chart today. But we're not actually saying this is a definite buy today, because it needs to confirm things for us. Yes, it's going up. Yes, it looks strong today, but we don't control the market. We don't control the stocks. And when we get more data, we make a different decision, but we know why we're getting in, when we're getting in, when we are in a stock, when we're getting out. We don't guess at that sort of stuff. We have confirmation around that. And all investors can do exactly the same thing. As I said earlier, you know, if you read my book, How to Beat the Managed Funds by 20%, you know, it's still for free. You just pay the shipping. If you're in the US or another country, you can go to Amazon and look for my books there. You can download the ebooks and stuff like that from that. And I think there's an audio book of my first book there, How to Beat the Managed Funds. I'm pretty sure there is. But you can get that information of how to buy, how to sell, how to do your portfolio, et cetera. And one of the things is, you know, that whole social media forums, you know, we see the loudest voices are often the most confident but they're not necessarily the most accurate. And I say that because it's people, mainly guys, I'm sorry, guys, it's mainly guys with big egos who want to sound important. And it is amazing. And I'll tell you a story. I was at a presenting for a stockbroking group several years ago with another trader that I respect. And the broker spoke first. And then this other gentleman who I respect spoke second. And both times, both of those presentations, which were like 45 minutes, an hour or something, this guy sitting in the very front row kept interrupting and kept talking about stuff that was just not really relevant, and trying to make himself out to be knowledgeable and understanding everything. And it was really interesting, and I was watching that and I went, that's not going to happen to me, because this person was disrupting everybody else in the room and not making a good environment for everybody else in the room. And I think you may have been in a seminar or workshop where somebody just keeps interjecting all the time and stopping the flow of information, and it gets annoying, especially if they're trying to monopolize the speaker. So I got up, you know, as the last speaker, I got up on stage, but rather than standing behind the podium, I actually stood right in front of this guy. And I challenged him. You know, I'd say something and I'd challenge him first. And what I found was, in me challenging him, he couldn't answer. And so I just stood there for the whole presentation right next to him. And every now and again, I would look at him and then challenge him again. And I wasn't trying to belittle him or demean him. I was making sure I was controlling the room so everybody got the benefit of that room and what I was trying to communicate to the room and what I was trying to teach to that room. But afterwards, I walked down the back and a lot of people come up to me, and that gentleman that kept interrupting went up to my friend, the other trader that spoke. And after I got, you know, finished with all the people that were in attendance, I went to the bar with the broking people and we're having a drink, and it probably would have been 45 minutes afterwards, you know, my friend, the other trader, came down and he said, thanks for that. I went, why? And he goes, well, that guy wouldn't go to you. He came to me and tried to monopolize me. And I said, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And he goes, you're right, he doesn't. But he thought he did. And these are what I'm talking about. These loudest voices are often the most confident, but they're not the most accurate. And that's just one example of literally thousands that I would have. But you see them more and more and more in forums and chat forums, because it's just a keyboard. They don't have to sit in a workshop or a seminar like that. And they don't have to go face to face with somebody like myself or my friend who is confident, who does know. And so they're not likely to be challenged behind a keyboard. And if they are, they just delete or they go somewhere else. So, and this is what I'm saying, is if you're getting on the chat forums or into your social media, you know, YouTubes, and you're putting in those, you know, those Reddit forums, all that sort of stuff, you don't know who you're dealing with. And often the people that sound the most credible are generally not. Now, there's a cost of following the herd. Now, because a herd behavior usually leads to poor timing, poor buying, or buying late, holding on too long, buying the wrong stock, selling because of in fear, selling at the wrong time. And losses often come from not having a bad investment, but from really bad decisions around something that's otherwise really, really good. And that's the difference between having education and having information, you know, because you can make money. It's just making sure you're buying at the right time, you're not holding on too long, you're not selling too early, or you're selling too late, which is the common thing that we see people do. So often the losses that people experience is because they're making a bad decision. And generally there's an old saying that, you know, the amateurs buy at the top and sell at the bottom. That's the bad decision we're talking about. The professionals buy at the bottom and sell at the top. And so this is, but where do these people get their information from? And I've seen this during the GFC and all sorts of other different periods of time where everybody was jumping in the market or a stock after it already run because they're seeing it on these forums, social media, YouTube, blah, all the rest of them, and they're reading these comments and thinking, oh, it's safe, everybody else has bought it, it's already risen X%, I'm jumping in, or only for it to fall away and you lose money. And I'm sure none of you have experienced that, have you?
Hey, podcasters. Are you looking for a practical and easy way to profit consistently from the stock market so you take control of your investments? Get Dale's best-selling book, How to Beat the Managed Funds by 20% for free. Just pay shipping. It's packed with powerful, simple strategies that'll give you the confidence and know-how to beat the managed funds by 20%. Visit the shop on the Wealth Within website and secure your copy today.
Having education, you'd know whether you should be getting into it or not. You should also know how long you should be holding it, when you're getting out of it or not. You're not buying and selling with greed and fear, etc. like that, because information tells you what happened. Education helps you understand why it happened, and more importantly, what to do and how you're going to react if something happens. And this is a real critical point. Is, you know, if you've been watching our YouTube videos long enough and us talking about stocks, Phil, Janine, Pedro, myself, all the team, if something happens and we get confirmation, we know what we're doing. Buy or sell. There's no guess around that. We go, if it does this, we're buying. If it does this, we're selling. If it does this, we're holding. So we know that all the time, and we're constantly assessing that. And it doesn't take time. We're just assessing that. But that's the difference between having education and just having information. Information could be this stock is drilling, you know, and it's getting good soil reports and other stuff that suggests it's going to be good. And then people buy on hope of making 10x returns or, you know, 1,000% on this cheap micro cappy type stock. So they've got some information, but they don't have education. They don't know when is the right time to buy that stock. And here's the big kicker. Education creates independence. You're not tied to anybody. You don't have to rely on watching a YouTube video or going to a chat forum or whatever it is. An educated investor doesn't need constant reassurance or validation. They just don't. And I did say that. I was on Sky Channel for many, many, many years on a program there, and so was Janine. And I remember one day this guy rang in with this absolutely terrible stock, and I said, like, literally it had horizontal dashes on the chart. This thing didn't even trade on some days. And I said to this gentleman, after he brought up the stock, he said, what do you think of this stock? And I said, are you a trader or an investor? What are you? And he goes, I'm a trader. And I said, well, I don't know any trader that would look at a stock like this. It just, why? You just wouldn't do that. And the host said, trade, you can't say that because, you know, traders watch this channel. I said, no trader, no good trader would watch this show. No good trader needs to watch a show like this because they already know what they're doing. So they don't need external validation. And I didn't say it in those exact words. I said it a lot softer, but the gist was exactly the same. Because good traders don't need to watch YouTube videos. Good traders don't need to visit chat forums. Good traders don't need to do anything. And I'm using the word trader, but you can say a good investor doesn't need to do that either. Because if you're educated and you know what you're doing, then you don't need that external validation. That's really what I'm trying to say. Because that education really does create independence for you as an investor or as a trader. And it's not hard to get. But, you know, because an educated investor doesn't really need somebody to tell them they're doing the right thing or to validate the trade or, you know, how far is this trade going to go or where should I be getting out? They already know what they're going to do, as I was saying before, because they understand uncertainty and they rely on structure rather than their emotions. And what real education looks like is education is not about knowing everything. It's just about understanding risk, having an entry strategy, having an exit strategy, and just being constant with that, you know, and just doing the same thing over and over again. So to me, following the herd, whilst I feel safe, it isn't. It's higher risk. Education, you know, I'm not going to say it guarantees you success. It really doesn't guarantee success. But I tell you what, it really does greatly improve your odds of being successful. Because I will keep saying that, you know, whether you're successful is 80% your attitude and 20% your aptitude. And we have people who did bought my books and been very successful at the stock market, at investing and doing really, really well, not getting caught in stock market crashes because they just do what we've just said. They know when they're getting in, when they're getting out, and having that exit strategy, just being consistent with that. But again, it's a choice is yours about how you want to go about your investing. But I would rather go to the stock market with education than being a part of the herd, because I've got far more chance of being successful if I'm educated than if I'm just following the herd. Because the herd will get caught in a crash. Absolutely, 100%, definitely. That's what's going to happen. All you need to know is what you're doing and why you're doing it. And let's keep it simple. So to me, that's sort of the gist of today's podcast, is know what you're doing and why you're doing it. Because what everybody else is doing is not really relevant to you, because they're not you. They don't have the same risks that you do. They don't have the same money that you do. They don't have the same goals. They don't have the same beliefs as you. You know, I'm Dale Gillam, the chief analyst here at Wealth Within, and I really appreciate you taking the time to spend that with us. If you do like our podcast, please give us a like, give us a thumbs up, a rating, and share it with your friends. It's really, really important that you do share it with your friends. And as I said earlier, you know, please go to our website, wealthwithin.com.au. There's a ton of free information there, whether it's podcasts, blog posts, videos, you name it, because I really do want to help everyday people become more successful in the stock market. But anyway, you take care. Have a fantastic week, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to our Talking Wealth podcast. For more exclusive content covering topics like the stock market, real estate, business, performance, and psychology, and more, check out talkingwealth.com today.